We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem, Shem Cham Yaakov, ben Pinchas to Leo. We are in Kalim, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Beis. Kenei Moznayim Shel Sorokos Tameh. Literally, this means the wooden rod of a balance scale of people who comb wool is Mikabel Tuma. Mipnei Unkula Yos, because of the metal hooks that it has. So maybe we'll send a picture of this. But the people who would comb wool, so they would be the scale they would use would be a wooden rod, and on there there was a weight also on one side, and the other side they would have hooks, and the hooks were there to hold the fibers, to hold the woolen fibers in order to weigh it for sale. So the Mishnah here says that although it's the rod itself is made out of wood, it's chute kliates, it doesn't have a receptacle at all, so that shouldn't be mekabel tuma. But because of the unkleos, the hooks are really the main part of this kli, because that's what really holds the wool that's going to be combed. So then, therefore, we say the whole kene maznaim is tamei, as the Mishnah says, mipnei unkleos, because of these metal hooks that are there. But v'shel balei batim, but that is the sorokos, those are the professional people who comb the wool. What if you're a householder, you're a homeowner, and you have one of these scales as well? So typically they would not have a metal hooks on them. They would do any object that you needed to weigh on it, you would just tie it onto the rod itself. So then, since you don't have any hooks, so then it wouldn't be mekabel tuma. But the Mishnah is telling you, im yesh bo'un kloyos. But let's say you have, belongs to balabais, he's not a professional, and he happened to put hooks on in order to weigh any fibers, any woolen fibers that are there. So then tummy, it would be mekabel tuma. What about unkulin shel katafin? So we're going to distinguish between katafin, who are porters, the familiar katef, which for hold things on your shoulders, and rochlin, which are peddlers. So the difference here is the type of hooks that they have on the rod, also the pole that they have. Maybe we'll send a picture of this as well. People who are peddling, people who are porters. So they have a rod, and they have on either side, obviously, it has to weigh it out. You have to have each sack you have on either side has to be pretty much of equal weight, so you can carry it so comfortably. And the Mishnah is saying that the hooks of the katafim, the porters, were just hooks that, and then you had a sackcloth sock that was attached to the hook. So the Mishnah is telling you that these are tahora, these unkelin of katafim are not mekabel tuma, as opposed to v'shel rochlim tameya. What's the difference? Why do we say that the hooks of the rochlim of the peddlers are tamei? Because there they actually had a kli. The hooks were really a kli. They're really a bowl. So you have this rod, you have this pole, and on either side you're hanging down from these ropes. Let's say you actually have a bowl. The rochlim would have the cosmetics, the perfumes, whatever they're selling, and so therefore those are mekabel tuma. They're considered the main part of the kli, because these hooks are really have a receptacle or containers, and therefore the pole, although the pole is wooden, which is not mekabel, typically would not be mekabel tuma, but these unkelin of katafim are going to be mekabel tuma. But the rochlim are mekabel tuma, as opposed to that of the katafim, which are the porters, which are not mekabel tuma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer shel rochlim, when it comes to that of peddlers, so the Tanakhama says the two bowls, unkelin hooks or bowls, whatever it is that on either side of this pole of the peddlers is mekabel tuma. Rabbi Yehuda says no. The shelafon of the one that he carries in front of him is tamei. But the one, again, he has this rod, he has this pole on his shoulder. So there's one, you know, there's one kli in the front and one kli in the back. The one in the front, that's where he would put whatever he's selling, the perfume or oils, whatever he's selling, whatever the peddler is selling. That's where he'd put the merchandise. So that is that container is really used as a container, as a kli. Therefore, that's mekabel tuma. But shel acharav, that hook, that bowl that's behind him, that hangs down, hey, that was just there to balance out the front one. So therefore, that is not mekabel tuma. That's Rabbi Yehuda's distinction between the front and the back. Unkeli dargosh. Now we speak about other types of metal hooks. This is a dargosh. This is a type of bed or a cot. And these hooks Our the bed you had was made out of wood, had leather on top, and these there were metal hooks that you had. There were cords that went to the edge, and the metal hooks were on the side of the cot that of this bed, and in the wall of the wooden side of it. Now this is different because we have to remember that a bed is mekabel tumas midras. A bed, although it's wood, since people lie upon it, so this is a high, very high level of susceptibility to tumah. So the Mishnah is telling us like this, that unkuli dargosh are tumah, are mekabel tumah. But that's only because they're attached to the bed. That's not the ikar part of the bed. The unkuli of, let's say, of porters, of peddlers, of course, those may be the primary part, or at least when it comes to the peddlers, that's the primary part of the cleats, not the pole. It's the bow. And when it came to the kinemas naim, the balance, the scale from the beginning of the Mishnah, so the unkuliyos, those hooks, those metal hooks, that was the ikar, that was those other hooks, several hooks that would hold on, kind of like maybe the best way to imagine that, one of those games that you have when you put in a lot of money and trying to get those stuffed animals and they never come up. So those are the type of hooks that we're talking about. In the first case in the Mishnah. So those also, that's the ikar part of the kli, even though the pole on top is made out of wood and is flat. But here, the unkeli dargosh, so they are only considered, they're only mekabel tuma because they're part of the bed. And the bed is mekabel tuma, even though the bed is wood, the bed is tumas medrash. People lie upon it like a mat. Same thing. That's where there are questions about types of mats that can be used, let's say, as schach, because they're susceptible to tuma. But that's only when they're attached to the bed. If, let's say, the hooks would be separate from the dargosh, from this bed, so they're not mekabel tumah. They're not kli on their own. You call them the unkli of the dargosh. So they don't have their own identity anyway. This shall not klitin tahora. But if the bed was speaking about not klitin, we may not remember that word from Masechah Sukkah. In fact, that's where you have a bed and a pole, not four poles where you can put like a cover over the whole bed, like a canopy, but rather you only have two poles, one on either side, right in the middle of the bed. So the best you can do is put like a curtain, kind of like a shower curtain over it, over that middle area. That's not really an ohel, that's why that's okay if you want to sleep under that inside the sukkah. But the mistress here is telling us, Vishal Naklitin Tahora. These wooden poles at either end, and there was a hook that was attached to the top of each of the poles. So the Mishnah is telling us that the poles don't become tameh because they're wooden kalim which don't have a clay kibble, they don't have a receptacle. And the hooks, therefore, can become tameh even when they're attached to the poles because the poles are not mekabel tumah. Why these not klitim, the poles, not the mekabel tumah, like the unkeli of the dargosh? Are they not both serving the bed? So the answer is these poles aren't attached to the main frame of the bed. So if they would be mekabel tumah, as opposed to the unkeli, those hooks, that's attached to the main frame of the bed. That's where the cords are going to attach to. That's where the leather is, the mattress is, etc. Then the Mishnah says, shel shida, though. Shida is a chest, and this is a hook of a chest. What do you mean a hook of a chest? So this, we assume the chest is very small, and you'd hang the chest on this hook. So that is mekabel tumah. Why? Because it's serving the wooden chest. Now the wooden chest is mekabel tumah because it has a clay kibble, and therefore the hook can become tameh with it as well. Meaning the hook is what you're using. Meaning it's attached to the chest, and you're hanging that. Let's say the chest is hanging on the wall because of this hook. So the hook is attached to the chest. Chest is mekabel tumah. This metal kli is, it was also mekabel tumah, assuming it's attached to the wooden chest. Mishal akon tahora. But if you have a hook that's used to hang up an akon, which is Bar Tanura says teva box she'osen hatzayadim latzud badagim, it's a little box that the fishermen use to trap the fish. So that is tahora. That's not mekabel tumah. That's because the box itself is not tameh, and that we'll learn in 23rd perek that for some reason this didn't have the chashivas of a kli, and therefore, according to one opinion at least, and therefore it's not mekabel tameh, and therefore, of course, the hook will not be mekabel tameh of this fish trap. Shel shulchan tameh, the hook of a table, small tables. Once again, this is a table is wood, and the hook is attached to the table. And when you're not using the table, you'd hang up the table using this hook somewhere. So the table can become tameh, although it's a kli. We know that we mentioned this all the way back in the beginning of the Masechta. You could have a wooden kli, but if it's and it's flat, nonetheless, since it serves the people who are using it to eat and kalim, any bowls, cups, plates, whatever you may have on the table. So therefore, a table is mekabel tumah, and therefore any metal hook that you have on that that's used to hang up the table is also mekabel tumah, assuming it's attached to the table. And the Mishnah therefore gives you the general rule of all of these halachos. Zeh haklal. You want to know the general rule? Kala mechubra la tamei. Anything that's attached to something that's tamei. So the Rabbi Tuner tells you, unkuli ha mechubra la kli ha mekabel tumah. If you have a hook, a metal hook that's attached to a kli, that's mekabel tumah tamei. So that unkuli is also going to be tamei. Talking about a hook or anything else for that matter that doesn't have its own identity. It's always, it's a shame, has a shame levi. We describe it as being part of something else. Assuming it's attached to something that can become tame, like a bed or a table, so that can also become tame. But if you have a hook that's attached, even though it's metal, if it's attached to something, because the metal has no significance on its own. It's not a kli on its own. It doesn't do anything on its own. It doesn't serve any purpose. So therefore, if it's attached to something that's tahor, tummy, it's tummy. If it's attached to something tahor, that's not mekabel tumah. So then, if that if the hook belongs to a wooden kli, that can become tummy. So the hook doesn't become tummy either. We had the example of the poles of the bed or the trap for the fish or... which is the case, actually, we left this one out. Shelmano ras ha'etz tahor, before we gave the rule, was the last case, was that if you have a hook that is attached to a menorah, a candelabra made out of wood, that's also not mekabel tameh. Why? Because the menorah itself is not mekabel tameh. What is a menorah? It's a menorah, and there's no base kibbul there. You have cups in it where the oil and the wicks are placed, but that's not part of the menorah. The menorah itself, just the branches are made of wood. So therefore, those are examples. The rule, kama chubila tamei tamei, va mechubila tara tara, and the final statement in the Mishnah is, v'chulan achas achas bifnei atzman tahoros. And that means that each hook on its own is going to be tar. It's not attached to anything. Even the ones that can become tamei when they're attached to, let's say, the table, the dargosh, or whatever, that's only when it's attached. When it's alone, it's not mekabel tumah. Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Kisui teni shel matecha shel balei batim. So first we have to define teni. We may know the word tene, a basket from Parshas Kisavo. That's where a person brings the bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, to give it to the Kohen, lakacha tene. He takes the basket. So this is a metal cover of a teni. Now, the Mishnah is telling us that if this belongs to this metal cover, belongs to balei batim homeowners, so here we have a machlokas whether that cover can become tamei, even though now the teni, even if it's made of wood, is a kli, so it's of course mekabel tumah. But the kisui shel matech, a teni, the cover, it's made out of metal, but it's only a cover. It's only has an identity shem levi when it's attached to the teni. So we would say, okay, so that should that be mekabel tumah? When it's attached to the teni, maybe yes. But what about when it's not attached to the teni? So Rabbi Gamliel Mitame, he says, it's mekabel tumah even when it's not attached. And we'll speak about the significance of balei batim, the fact that it's a homeowner's metal cover of this teni, of this basket. So the Mishnah says that that Rabbi Gamliel says it's mitamim, it's kabel tumah. Why? Because it's a kli by itself. It's shaped. We have many covers like this. We have a kli, and you have a cover of something, but if you turn it over, you realize it has its own receptacle. Even a bottle cap has its own receptacle. That's a question about opening up bottles on Shabbos. I'm creating a kli. What do you mean a kli? It is a kli. A little bottle cap also could hold something. So this kisui tenei shel mateches, this Rabbi Gamliel says, it is mitame. What exactly is this teni? So the Baruch Tumer says, "Hu kli shel matechas." This actually is made out. The teni itself is made out of matechas, and maybe that shouldn't really matter, or because we're speaking about the cover, which is made out of matechas, and the kli, even if it weren't metal, would be mekabel tumah, assuming it has a base kibble, which it does. And he says, "Machzik shlosha kav," and holds three kav, six kav equal a sa, so that's half of that. Actually, he quotes that pasuk in Devarim Chavav in Parshas Kisavo. What was it used for? Balei batim ishtamshin bo shem anichim bo sham grutos v'shivrei klei matchos. They'd put scraps of metal in this kli. That's what they would use it for. So then homeowners would use it for this purpose. So the point here is Rav Gamliel says, although the tenei is certainly mekabel toma, the cover is also mekabel toma because it's used as a kli on its own, even though it's called the cover of its, it doesn't have its own identity. It's identified by being as the shem levai, and the company name as the cover of the tenei. Nonetheless, it has its status of a kli on its own. And the chachamim say, no, the cover is tor if it's not, if it's attached to the tenei, it's mekabel toma. But even though it can hold things by itself, that's not its purpose. You could make the same argument about the bottle cap. Did I really create a kli by cracking it open? And people don't put things inside a bottle cap. And the same thing here, the Chacham say it's not mekabel tumah. But the shel rofim tumah. But here, even the Chacham will agree that if you have the metal cover of a tenei that's used by doctors, that is mekabel tumah because, says the Bar Tanura, m'nei shaharofim manichim bo samamonim. They put the medications inside. So they store the medications in the cover itself of the tenei. Maybe the other things in other way to open them up. Let's say they store things, let's say, in the tenei itself in the basket. But then when they take off the cover, so maybe as they're treating their patients, they're using this as well. So therefore it is mekabel tumah even according to the Chachamim. Hadeles sheba migdol shel balei batim tahora v'shel rofim tameh. Another distinction between that which belongs to homeowners and that which belongs to doctors. And this is a door, the metal door of a cabinet. Now this migdal is a large cabinet, a large closet, let's say. That's our own, really. And it's used by, here was this first case is not by doctors, used by homeowners. So the metal door of this wooden cabinet is not mekabel tumah. You say, what do you mean? A wooden cabinet is a clay kibble. Big receptacle, plenty of places to put things in. But the answer is, we mentioned this in the past, something that's very large, a large wooden closet, a large wooden cabinet, is not mekabel tumah because of the comparison between items, as the Torah says, obeger or osak. Sack, the sackcloth, is the prototype for all of the halachas when it comes to tumah regarding items other than metal items. When it comes to wood, it comes to clothing, etc., that you have to be like sackcloth. Sackcloth is metaltel mole verekun. It's something you can carry whether it's empty and even when it's full. But a large wooden closet, so although there's a receptacle there, when you fill it up, you can't carry it. Something that holds a minimum of 40 sa'a volume, even though it has the receptacle made out of wood, it's not mekabel tumah. It's not mekabel tumah. So therefore, the metal door of this migdal, of this wooden cabinet, is also not mekabel tumah because it doesn't have its own name. The door, if you took it off, it has no identity of its own. It's the door of the cabinet. And even though it's metal and it can be flat, doesn't matter in this case. And when it's attached to the cabinet, it's not mekabel tumah because the cabinet's not mekabel tumah because it's too large to be mekabel tumah. But the shel rofim, the door of a cabinet that doctors use, is tameh by itself because the doctors would use that cabinet, would use that door itself to put, says the Bar Tanura, v'shel rofim tameyam v'nei shenosein oles espelonis v'tola bahamis parayim. So he put in the bandages and the scissors that the doctor needs. So that's where and therefore that is mekabel tumah. Next clue the Mishnah speaks about hayituchim tameim vahaprachin tahorim. What are yituchim that are mekabel tumah? Says the Bartuna, bel kochayim, their tongues, shenotil bohem akli, shehitich bohes hakesef. When you smelted silver, so you needed tongs, too hot, lahariko, to pour it in, latoch kli acher, into another kli. So you use these tongs. So these tongs are mekabel tumah, they're metal kalim, and therefore they don't need to have a base kibble to mekabel tumah. So that's pretty easy. But the haprachim are torim. What are those? So says the Bar Tanura, hakivuim bikiraim. He says that he quotes the Tosefta, who say, this is what these are. These are, they seem to be tongs, but they are not mekabel tuma because they are typically attached to a kiraim, to the stove. You're supposed to use them along with the stove. The stove is, of course, is connected. The kiraim is connected to the ground. That's not makabel tuma. And therefore, since these kelim are supposed to be used with something that is not makabel tuma because it's attached to the ground, so therefore they don't become tuma either. Rabbi Artura just ends. Rabbi Silo Pershuli. My rebbeim never told me what these prachim are. I'm just quoting from the Sotosef. And finally, we have the case of the akrav shel beis habad tamea. Akrav is a scorpion, but here we've had that word before. But here, the akrav of an olive press. So says the Bar Tanura, barzel akom. It is a piece of metal, but it's bent. It's like a hook. Domela akrav. It's a little bit like a scorpion. Hakavua bekoras beis habad. They had this hook which was on the beam, the very large wooden beam in the olive press, Dorchim Ba'azesim, to be used to attach that wooden beam in order to hang some type of kli, whatever it may be. So that akrav itself is mekabel tuma. That is a piece of metal, and it's hooked on. So we say that is mekabel tuma. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is that it's mekabel tuma even on its own. Now the wood beam is not mekabel tuma because it's flat. But the akrav is tuma because it can be used on its own. Yes, it's typically used to be attached to the wooden beam and to hang whatever kli you need from it. But it has its own use on its own, and therefore it's mekabel tuma. Unkli shabak salim tahor, but a hook in a wall, that is not mekabel tuma. The wall, of course, is attached to the house. Attached to the house, that means it's mechubel karka, and therefore any hook that you have in the wall is also not mekabel tuma.